All the biggest hits all day long. This is Radio Borders. I'm Ian Walsh. Hello, you. Weather forecast looking really good for the racing at Kelso tomorrow. I've got Richard Landell on the phone. What do we need to know, Richard?
The gates open at 12:15 and the first race is 2:15. But in between, we've got Borick, a horse that won the Highland National at Perth, parading at 1:15. And it was an interesting one because Northumberland-trained horses, Borick and Mr. Don, trained by Rose Dobbin, were first and second in the Highland National. So that was very satisfactory. And we're doing it to promote syndicates and how cheap a way it is to own a horse. If you lease a horse and join a syndicate, it's a great way to enjoy racing. Anyway, back to the card. The first races are selling Handicap Chase, which is only one other one in the whole of the UK. And it would be lovely to see the heart through in the head here. Moscow Menace, Katie Scott's horse ridden by Derek Fox, who won the National, as you know. Moscow Menace won the Bakul Cup a while ago. Be lovely if he could have a win. It's a pretty competitive sell-up, but my feeling is that What a Game might be the more realistic winner. Anyway, then Brown Shipley sponsored the second. They're a big financial house in Edinburgh and the whole of the UK, and they do bespoke financial planning. A very competitive, only six horses in that. But my choice would be the Irish horse, Gavin Cromwell, sending a horse over called King's Wharf, and to be ridden by Jack Kennedy, who's the 18-year-old new Irish sensational jockey. Quite something, Jack Kennedy, and I think he'll go to the top. Gavin comes from County Meath, and the other one is If and Why Not. Then the Ian and Betty Dobson, wonderful supporters of Kelso. They've been annual members for a long time, and Ian's in at least three syndicates, comes from Long Horsley, and they're celebrating their diamond anniversary, so they've got all their family there to do that, and they're great supporters of ours. And it would be lovely if Harriet Graham won it with Maggie Blue, Harriet Graham, Jedburgh-based, and Derek Fox also has a ride in that for Lucinda and Two Black Labs, Pulpitarian, which is owned by Debs Thompson, who won the Grand National. Then the 3:55 is the Bedmax Chase, sponsored by Tim Smalley, who is the proprietor of Bedmax, which was the success story of Northumberland. They supply everywhere, Dubai, all the big stables in Newmarket. And in that, I think another local horse, Stuart Coulthard from Jedburgh, owned by Mark Gilbert, double this, double that. Ridden by Tom Hamilton, who's flying over from Ireland. He now works at Joseph O'Brien, so he's flying over tomorrow to ride in that race. The other one that would be lovely to see win is Mo Rouge, trained by Jackie Stephen in Aberdeen. Just beaten at Carlisle, will love the ground. Then the 4:25, Principal and Prosper, they've opened an office 66 Woodmark in Kelso. A great, very good, highly respected insurance and wealth management. And again, Lucinda Russell has a horse, Deep Sand, in that. But again, Harriet Graham with a Jeff Adam-owned Sudsky Star, I think, will go very close. And then the 4:55 is a Novice Hunter Chase. And that's very generously been sponsored by David Merry for Lisa Swan's 40th birthday, his partner. David is a very highly respected specialist equine farrier. And in that, there's Havana Jack, who won the Buccleuch Cup, and Flash Garden from the Morpeth Country. Tom Almond rides that, Fella Daintree. So I think that I'd love to see Flash Garden win that. And then the final one is the One for Arthur celebration. And it's the two golf widows who got such publicity after the National, Debs Thompson and Belinda McClung, sponsoring that for having another party. They can't have too many parties. They're wonderful party girls. And I would love to see Golden Jeffrey winning for Ian Jardine for Joe Tracy. It's the first runner and horse he's had for her. She usually has the horses trained by David Pipin down the south. And that runs off what will be a very competitive day's racing.
And it seems to be, since you mentioned like that, the team from Debs, Belinda, Lucinda and One for Arthur, it kind of seems like since the Grand National, racing in Scotland has just been incredible this past few months.
It is. It's given everybody such a lift. So many sports are down to confidence. And Derek Fox is riding with huge confidence. He was given the freedom of Sligo, his hometown. And he's just bouncing. And they're all just going around with a grin from ear to ear. And it's just done everybody so much good, the whole of Scotland and the whole of Northern England as well.
It's almost that Roger Bannister effect that nobody broke the four-minute mile until he did, and then everybody else is just latching on behind it.
I know, that's why we wanted to promote the fact that two Northumberland horses fought at the finish of the Highland National of Perth, which, you know, normally at Perth you get these hot South Country horses coming up and hammering us, but not this year. We won it at Borwick, small stable, Simon Ward, Morpeth, and Rose Dobbin, you know, it was a huge achievement. So it was very good. And of course, all this builds up to Ladies' Day, the end of the month, Sunday the 28th of May. So put that in your book, because that's on the Sunday with bank holiday following it. So it's an ideal weekend for a huge party.
Excellent stuff. The weather looking good for tomorrow. Just remind us when the gates open and the first race.
Gates open at 12:15. The Borwick Parade is at 1:15 and the first race is 2:15.
Excellent, Richard. Thanks for that. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Right. See you there. Thanks very much.